Hello, Bossier, and welcome to Local First. I'm speaking to Harry Baker again about the Police Village of Russell, which is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year. Hi, Harry. Tell us a little bit about the Police Village and how it started.
Well, thank you very much, Candace. It's my pleasure to do that. Police villages were established in Ontario in the late 1800s. They were in locations where a population was too small to form a municipality. They needed to have a local body who would be responsible to maintain things like public order. That's why it's called the Police Village,
right?
And deliver a limited number of services: sidewalks, firefighting, street lights, hydro, dealing with garbage collection and disposal. This is how it started, and it was formed here in 1898 by Upper County. So we were part of we were United County with Prescott Russell. This Police Village was incorporated in 1898. Before that, it was called Duncanville. It was never really formally incorporated as Duncanville, but it was also known as Russell, because when the Russell County Registry Office was located here, people started to refer to this area as Russell Village.
Oh, that's how the village ended up with the same name as the county.
And Duncanville was because the manager of the post office name was Duncan. And then after he retired, people thought, well, why are we still calling it Duncanville? I mean, he's not there anymore. So the Russell became, everybody knew it as that. So mm-hmm. when the time came for incorporation, it was important to incorporate it as Russell Village and not some other name.
Oh, that's interesting. So the Police Village now has trustees.
It does. And so there were trustees right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Usually three trustees that were elected at the same time as other municipal elections. They would elect trustees, and that's still to this day.
I remember the last election. There was a lot of names on the ballot because it was the school trustees.
That's right.
The municipal trustees and the Police Village trustees for those who were able to vote.
Probably the first time when we had more people running to be Police Village trustees than ever before. Usually they were just acclaimed. In 1971, most of the police villages in Ontario were amalgamated into municipalities. But because we had Russell Hydro, it was important to keep the trustees available, running that idea of running to maintain the hydro system. And then in 2000, Russell Hydro was sold to Hydro One, and there, I think it was $1 million they got for it. And so the trustees now started managing a trust, because they decided to put that $1 million into a trust fund and use the interest to give to groups that applied for grants and things. Mm-hmm. But they had to be from the Police Village. So to this day, Police Village trustees really is just looking after this trust.
Right, that's their job now. Yeah, well, it's lucky. It's lucky for people here that they have that money can do these interesting things with when occasionally. And so before we started the interview, you were telling me that the village of Russell now actually extends outside the Police Village boundaries. So only people within the actual old Police Village can vote for the trustees.
That's right. So that's a little strange in some ways. In 2000, when Police Village Trust was sold, it was thought that that money coming back, you either had two options. You could give the money back to the people who had been using that service, or you would put it into a trust fund. And so the idea was to put it in a trust fund, but that it would only benefit the people that had been former members of the Russell Hydro.
I get it. Okay, that makes sense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it happened. I'm not sure, you know, how strict that is now, but that's kind of how it was set up.
Interesting.
And I have some statistics.
Okay.
That they
let's hear them.
They've given out $540,000 in grants, so over $500,000 in grants.
That's over since 2000?
That's right.
Okay.
To over 35 community organizations. Now, it doesn't mean that all different organizations, because the Russell Historical Society has benefited several times from grants from them. Mm-hmm. It still maintains that principle of $1 million. So the intention is to not deplete the principle, but to just spend the
income on that money.
And I think they had some hard times during the crunch in 2008 and stuff like that.
Oh, didn't everybody?
Exactly. All of our investments went down.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people lost funding that they thought they had because of Bernie Madoff. I mean, that doesn't apply in this case.
No, thank God.
But yes, I know, right? But he you know, if you talk to a lot of nonprofit organizations, were getting funding from different foundations, and the foundations thought they had money that they had invested with Bernie Madoff, and then they found out that he'd made off with their money.
Yeah.
And it was
he was well-named, eh?
Perfect. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I think it is, well, I can tell a little story.
Okay, yes, let's do that.
So 100th anniversary, 125th anniversary, 1898. So the cake I organized for the birthday party had 1898 to 1923, not 2023. Oh. And it was my error. Oh. Went back and checked. Foodland donated it. I told them what to write on it. My mind doesn't always work properly. So it said 1923. And somebody at the party said, hey, you're only 25 years old. You're not 125 years old. But it became a little bit of a joke that night. But so that was helpful for me. But I didn't have to take the full responsibility. but it was 125 years. That's something.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Harry. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a font of information. It's nice to have you here again. So I'm Candace Federman, speaking with Harry Baker, who is the past chair of the Russell Historical Society. And this time we are talking about the Police Village and its history. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.